Welcome to Live Your Full Life Now podcast. So we're sort of continuing what we've been talking about so far because just of the circumstances that we're in right now and, you know, our whole country or actually all the countries are going through some kind of trial right now because of this coronavirus and it's definitely a pandemic. It has been declared as a pandemic. So this is the second week. That we're going through this second week of some states have actually a lockdown and they've been advised not to to stay in their house as much as possible and certain you know guidelines to follow as far as washing your hands and keeping your distance from other people if you do have to go outside and we're absolutely advised to in order to stay safe and to keep others safe we're advised to follow those guidelines and I think it is a good practice even for future. I mean, if there are future, there's sickness and disease and viruses, if everybody practiced that, there will probably be a lot less people being affected by it. But at the same time, this situation has caused a lot of fear and uncertainty and anxiety and in some cases even panic among people. And it's definitely having an economic ramification. This is our second week going through this. And there have been a lot of people that have been laid off. Businesses have been told to close, and some believe they may not even make it. And at the same time, the government is trying to help those businesses, help those people that are being laid off by passing a disaster relief bill. And at this time, I think that bill still has not been passed, but they're working on it to pass it. So there's a lot of questions out there as far as why is this happening? People are asking, is this God's will? If a lot of people say God is sovereign, and if God is sovereign, this must be his will, and he's either making this happen or he's allowing it to happen, and why is this happening? So I think there's a lot of legitimate questions out there, but at the same time, there's a lot of teachings and preachings on social media that I would like to address and kind of share my opinion as far as what's going on. There's a lot of unanswered questions. And I would like to use scripture and hopefully addressing some of those questions. You know, some people are saying that this is happening because this is a result of God's wrath. God is angry at people because of sin. And some are saying, yes, and it's the end of times. It's, you know, scriptural. So as believers, what are we supposed to believe? As believers, as far as followers of Christ, you know, we kind of want to explore, has God's wrath against sin and mankind been satisfied, or there's still wrath coming? If it has been satisfied, then why we're experiencing what we're experiencing, or are we still being punished for our sins? And, you know, so what are we supposed to do in times like this? Is God still on the throne? Is he still sovereign? And if he is, why is he letting this happen? I think a lot of people are asking that. And is there power in prayer? Because a lot of people might say, well, we're praying and we're not seeing any changes. And can people still repent and turn their heart to God? And can there still be changes? You know, is there something more going on in the spiritual realm that we don't see in the physical realm that is causing all this? And what is it we can do as believers in this situation? Okay, so those are the things that we're going to discuss and go over. Well, I think the correct word to say, those are the things that I'm going to go over and discuss and hopefully shed some light as far as quoting scripture about these times and what's going on. So this is a new teaching sort of we're starting. The title, I think, kind of gives it away of what we are going to cover in these teachings. Is it God's wrath or is it Satan's schemes coming against us? So hopefully we will be answering some questions and bringing some hope and restoring some joy and hopefully bringing all the believers together in community prayers and seeing some result because of that. So I think I'm going to end this teaching then. Until the next teaching, God be with you and God bless you.